Total Party Kill.
Name redacted.
All right, hello everybody, and welcome back to TPK Session 6, Name Redacted. I am NPC Chris. I am the director of the session. We are, of course, playing Knights Black Agents. To my left, how about you introduce yourself?
My name is NPC Dell, and I am playing Dante, the British Intelcon security operative.
Right, and what is your specialty in this group?
I am a jewel thief.
You are a jewel thief.
Well, I was a jewel thief, and I've since become a black bagger in Knights Black Agents terms.
Gotcha. Sitting across from me, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm NPC Aaron, and I am playing Ishay Ben Shahar, an Israeli Mossad assassin turned security operative.
All right. Sounds good. Now we have a couple of guests on the show like we normally do on TPKs. We have our friend Andy here. Andy, why don't you tell us what character you are playing?
I don't get the NPC title, do I?
You can be NPC Andy.
Oh, cool.
We don't have one yet.
All right. I'm NPC Andy, and I'm playing Remy Dunord, codename Bateau. He's an ex-French GIGN Special Forces insertion operative. He specialized in boats and transportation.
All right, and what is your group, or what is your role within this group?
I am the wheelman and the explosives expert.
All right, which came in handy in the last session, as you...
It most certainly did.
...blew open the whole case, really.
I did some door stuff, I threw a flashbang. Very yeah. Much excite.
Door stuff. Craigo would be proud, actually. Oh, inside joke. Obviously, we have one other guest here. He is NPC Antonio. I'll give you the NPC title.
Wow,
as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's an honor.
What kind of character are you playing?
I am playing Dan Smith, aka Hashtag. I am the hacker of the group. Hacker, survivor of the black metal wars of Norway in the early 1990s.
Right.
Turned security hacker.
Yeah, sounds good.
And pop culture enthusiast.
All right, so in the last session, we basically, you guys helped save a man's life, Pierre Meillon, who was an EU director, and you saved him. You got debriefed, and it's been a couple of weeks since then. You've done some other odd jobs here and there. No travel, though. As usually, you know, you only do one travel mission every so often. They try to be a little bit sort of conscientious at Intelcon and make sure that their agents are taken care of. But you are brought into together into the meeting room, the sort of the bullpen where they're handing out the next sort of calendar of missions. And the four of you are pulled aside by the head of operations, Joanna Shelmadine, who you know very well. Joanna. Yeah.
I hate Joanna.
And she explains to you very dryly that you have been hired for another security mission, this time for a billionaire that you guys have all heard of named David Spheros.
David
Spheros started off as basically a media mogul, and then he leveraged that fortune into his new venture, which is an aeronautics company based out of Ontario, Canada. So he has requested some specific services. He would like a security detail to help him with a flight security detail, and you guys are the ones that Joanna has chosen for the job. Seems to be your calling card now is protecting important people.
While in transit?
While in transit. Maybe, in transit. No, that's horrible. So basically, she explains that David Spheros, as you all know, she sort of walks you through the presentation, has been investing in a new aeronautics company. They're set to make their initial sale to an airline in the Arab Emirates. His baby, and what he is really known for in the field, is for being the company to put out a plane that most people are calling it the Sky Whale. It is a design by a Spanish engineer named Oscar Vinyals. and I'll hand out a handout of what the Sky Whale looks like. Now, the Sky Whale is a unique aircraft, to say the least. It is incredibly large. It's 88-meter wingspan, making it the largest commercial aircraft in the world. By contrast, the 747 has a 64-meter wingspan, so this is quite a deal larger. It is 3 stories tall, has 3 separate decks, capable of carrying 755 passengers. It is incredibly large. Just think of it as the newfangled Spruce Goose, and in fact, many tabloids have, you know, basically labeled David Spheros as the modern-day Howard Hughes in that sense. One of the key selling points of this particular aircraft is how green it is. It uses hybrid electric engines and micro solar cells on the wings. This leads to a decreased fuel consumption and less nitrogen oxide waste. Because of that, because of the decreased fuel consumption, it's capable of longer distant flights, and also has a double fuselage, which helps in that regard as well. Basically, to our listeners at home, it is best described as sort of a boomerang-shaped plane. It has a giant sort of center cabin that's 3 stories tall, sloped, and it looks very much like something out of a storybook or science fiction movie. Yes.
Are you going to put the pictures up?
Put the pictures up, okay. Yes. In fact, they'll probably be near the top there.
Hashtag has already leaked these photos to right. the media.
If listeners would like to follow along, they can Google the Sky Whale or Google Oscar Vinales, and you will find pictures of the plane and articles about it all over the internet. So it's something. Thanks to hashtag, who's collected some recon
dissemination of information.
Yes,
the top image looks like Buzz Lightyear.
Does a little bit, yeah.
All right, so
that's your guys' job. Head to Ontario and escort David Spheros on a flight.
Are we in movie physics where firing a gun on a plane is a horrible idea, or are we in like real physics where firing a gun on a plane will maybe puncture the hole and cause pressure to drop but won't
double fuselage?
Oh, that's true.
Firing a gun on a plane is not catastrophic, like
it's bad, but it's not like.
But a loss of cabin pressure obviously can be pretty bad. So yeah, you might want to think about that.
Rubber bullets.
Does anyone have any questions for Joanna about David Spheros or the mission in general?
Yes.
Shoot,
Joanna. Do I have to talk to you every time I have to give information back to the bosses?
What's your real name? Not hashtag. What's it?
Dan Smith.
Agent Smith. I'm not going to answer that question every single time you go on a mission. Yes, Rebby.
Pardon. I understand that no one else on my team speaks French, so just imagine everything is an English spoken French accent.
Sure. You're not going to try it for the radio?
I mean, I'll do it when I need to speak for real.
Okay.
Do we know the location of Monsieur Vinales?
Like, is he on the flight?
Yes, Mr. Vinales will most likely be on the plane as well. In fact, there's going to be members of media and members of the airline. The actual flight it's an aircraft purchase test flight. The entire route will be from Ontario to Seattle, in which case the Arab Emirates will take the plane from Seattle to Dubai and put it into actual use. So you are to escort Mr. Spheros from his home in Ontario to a safe plane in Seattle where he can return to Ontario.
Has Philip, our analyst, put together his usual package of possible threats to Mr. Spheros, or what organizations would be most likely to be a threat to him on this flight?
Philip's services have been tied up in dealing with the your previous mission, which, excuse me, Agent Smith, do you have something to say?
Not at all. Just typical Phil. He is not able to multitask, in my opinion.
you of course have our full support. You can use our databases per usual. I suggest that you do your own research regarding potential threats to David Spheros. Yes, Dante.
This is actually Dell asking for clarification.
Okay, yes.
So we're in London now.
Yes.
We're just going on a plain old plane to Ontario, mm-hmm. where we meet with Spheros, and we get on the Skywhale with Spheros and his potential buyers, mm-hmm. take the Skywhale to Seattle, take Spheros off the Skywhale, take him to a plane, and then we're done.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She hands you basically your itinerary, so, you know, as you're sort of, like, you know, looking through it, mm-hmm. It appears that you're going to end up in Ontario 3 days before the scheduled test flight, and then your return flights are all booked back, you know, once you land. So your actual mission, and this is sort of unusual for your particular services, is only a few days, and then the trip is a few hours. Normally, you're with your clients a lot longer than that. So with Mayon, you stay with him for 3 weeks while he was conducting business in France before he came back to London.
Remy has another question.
Yes, Remy.
Seeing as this is an inaugural flight, what do we know about the pilots?
The pilots are it's a combination crew of the pilots from the Arab Emirates as well as the test pilots that Spheros has hired for his avionics company. It is an aircraft purchase test, so there are a number of maneuvers that are going to be sort of ran through, and there's a checklist, and you can all find those, which are readily available to you guys. But basically, this is sort of the final test. The Arab Emirates would like to purchase this to use. Obviously, it would be the first in the world, and so it's sort of a status symbol for them. And this is sort of the last final run before it takes off.
And these guys are the only ones that know how to fly the thing?
It's actually the manual. There's a whole slew of pilots, and in fact, the training sort of regimen for this plane has actually been released to the public. You can actually, if you have a flight simulator at home, you too can pilot the Skywhale if you like. So it has all that sort of information has already been released. The thing about it is that this is sort of a big event because this is the first flight of the first international flight of the actual Skywhale.
Can our procurement team from our agency set me up with that software so in those 3 days before the flight I have some time to familiarize myself with the techniques of flying this thing and what the cabin will look like?
Do you have any abilities that would let you fly, such as piloting?
I have piloting.
Then yes. then you could. Then yes, they can find that for you.
Such as the only skill that matters at all in this.
I'll take that one then.
Do you have any other questions for me, or are you?
Are rubber bullets a good idea, Joanna? I'm just thinking because I was watching a lot of Con Air and
Smith. I'm not going to dignify that. With a response.
Please. It's
are we done here, gentlemen?
It's our standard loadout hashtag.
It's hashtag.
Hey, calling you that. Our standard loadout for situations like this are tranquilizer darts, and we can load the tactical shotgun with beanbag rounds.
It's up to you guys how you run your mission. Dante, I trust that you'll have your crew in order.
I'll keep them in line, love.
All right. Good day, gentlemen.
Oh, Joanna.
Good
Bye.
Day to you as well.
Take care.
So she sort of closes up her binder, walks down the hall. She does leave, obviously, you know, a packet of information, literally hundreds of pages.
I'll finish that in a day.
Protocols and whatnot, just a standard contractual stuff. So your plane takes off tomorrow to Ontario, where you will mm-hmm. live for 3 days. You're actually being put up in one of Spheros' guest houses. On his compound. I probably shouldn't call it a compound. It's not like... Compound in a spy movie is sort of bad. It's more of a mansion. And so you'll be taken care of on his estate. But you do have some time if you'd like to sort of investigate some of those requests that you had earlier and sort of peer into it. You have approximately 24 hours in London, and then of course you'll have internet access and all that stuff when you get to Ontario. So,
well, I think Hashtag would be best suited to gathering information about who may want to steal the plane or not let the plane have a successful test flight.
It's a given, not a problem. I got this under control. SHA can count on me.
Or weaponize it.
Yeah.
I mean, weaponize a green airplane. I will go ahead and start doing some of the research. Are we already at the compound?
You're in London right now. Do you want to start doing research in London?
I'll start gathering up some intel electronically.
So you sort of, I mean, at this point...
Just check for any shady dealings centering around the development of this airplane.
Right. There's an IntelCon sort of checklist for the way information is normally gathered. Of course, Hashtag, per usual, goes with his gut. And is just going to Google search whatever he wants until he gets it.
That is a very, very large overgeneralization of what my abilities as a hacker.
Bing? Are you going to Bing search it then? Is that what?
No. Everyone knows I use Linux.
Okay. Does anyone else want to take any sort of investigations or figure something out?
As Dante, I'm going to go to the hunting club, mm-hmm. which is a very upscale. It's a very upscale, all dark oak bar where guys drink 35-year-old scotches and talk about $1 million deals. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use my high society investigation to rub shoulders with the sort of people that are contemporaries of Mr. Spheros and ask them what thing they hate about him. Because he's obviously new money. He's not old money. London is nothing but old money.
He's not old money as in he hasn't inherited his wealth.
Right.
He started with a modest record store back in the day in Canada, and then eventually was able to leverage that into a multimedia company, which he sold in 2002 to basically save his burgeoning aeronautics company. First, they were basically, he started an airline, Spheros Air, which is a, international airline, but he's always sort of forward thinking. And he's very interested in new technologies. And you get the impression that part of the reason people hate him is because he's so sort of avant-garde. You know, he doesn't wear suits. He shows up to the trade floor in Crocs and jeans.
Crocs! I was about to say he was my kind of guy, and then he told me he was wearing Crocs.
Yeah, no.
Do we really want to do this job? I mean, it's on his own head now. He's going to wear Crocs.
I mean, if you wear Crocs, you have a million enemies. Everyone that sees you, instant enemy.
All right, so he's...
imagine, if you will, there was a world where Richard Branson was named David Spheros.
Yeah. I was going to say he's probably good friends with
and
Richard
Branson. And had poor taste in clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sort of the mogul type that he is. So he does ruffle feathers.
How can you not hate that guy?
Yeah. Because he does everything that you want to do.
No. Hashtag doesn't want to wear Crocs.
All right. So I don't think anybody hates him. They just pity him. For not being old money, but there's still hope for his kids.
I'm going to spend my time familiarizing myself with these plane blueprints because I want to plot crisis plans and know where to stash a few extra items if we get ambushed again.
Sure.
My 24 hours in London will be spent familiarizing myself with the mechanical aspects of the plane, how much fuel it's carrying, how much it burns per mile, and so forth.
Yeah. It's no problem. So I mean, you get those basically sent to your laptop, and then you have at home. You've sort of constructed in your flat in London. You've constructed a little flight simulator because it's something that you do and for funsies on the side. You load in the protocol. It's actually the manual is like most airplane manuals, it's dense, but because you have piloting, you're able to sort of parse it rather easily. It handles incredibly well for such a large plane. You know, you've done what pilot hasn't, you know, tried to pilot a 747 before, you know, even though, you know, most of your actual live flights have been on much, much, much smaller planes. So the controls feel natural. It's actually a marvel of engineering. The things that you note about it are, you know, the fuel consumption is ridiculously low. In fact, it appears, according to the simulations on the computer, that it is probably even quote unquote greener than most of the articles about it would purport. They make estimates, but again, according to the sort of readout that you're getting, it's an incredibly, you know, efficient plane for its size. It's really a marvel of engineering. There's tons of things about it, and you know, you as you're going through the mechanical elements, I mean, you're Ashe is more obviously interested with the layout of it, the tactical layout. But as you guys work together to sort of, you know, converse over this, you know, Remy can point out the areas that, you know, are of interest in regards to the plane. I mean, even things like, you know, the wings themselves are attached with mechanisms that in the event of a crash, because the main fuselage is so large, the wings are designed to be detached in a crash, so to limit damage there. A lot of really technical things that make this plane, you know, light years ahead of everything else. Self-healing wings, so if the wings get damaged, they're actually able to sort of repair themselves in midair, that sort of thing.
I also let Hashtag know that he is banned from watching Broken Arrow or Air Force One. Even Snakes on a Plane at this point.
No, you can't.
In the way that he is constantly jinxing our missions.
How did you get the next three things in my Netflix?
Come on! Oh, why would you do that?
So, you guys are sort of gathering your information. Hashtag, a lot of the information you're gathering is just sort of raw scraping and raw data gathering, which is a lot of the work. You'll be able to parse it once you're in Ontario a little bit more, but you're able to pull off a lot of information. I mean, obviously, you know, this is a guy who's in the public eye, so there's a lot of information about his personal life, you know, his assets. You know, most of the companies he owned are publicly traded, so I mean, it's all sort of an open book, and you just pull tons of data, tons of blogs about his stuff. So the next day, you guys board a plane, and flash forward to you landing in Ontario. Yes.
Dante would like to spend some of his network pool and declare that he has a friend in the Royal Canadian Air Force who will meet them on the ground, on the tarmac at the airport, and be able to talk to them about any sort of avionic threats, because Dante does not rob banks in planes, so that's a new working on a plane is a little new to me. So the sort of thing like, what happens if there is a catastrophic cabin pressure implosion or something, and I need to still be in a shootout?
Sure. You know, well, Hashtag has those movies. I mean, he can show you exactly what happens.
I know exactly every single time.
Tie a rope around Howie Long's neck and kick him out.
Yeah, so how many points do you want to spend on that network contact?
I think that's a 3-point contact.
Okay, so you can go ahead and write it down there. And what's that person's name? You want a random name for my random name sheet?
I would like a random name.
How about Shane Garrity?
There you go. Shane Garrity.
Shane Garrity. Yeah, so in fact, you know, with that network, you actually are able to contact him. So you guys getting through customs is very smooth. He actually meets you at the airport and sort of organizes your caravan to meet up with Mr. David Siros. And along the way, he gives you the rundown. It's like, you know, at first he thinks you're joking. He's like, oh, no, you guys are running that security mission. So he explains to you sort of the thing about it. As far as, you know, the mood of the people in Ontario, you know, people say he's a nice guy. All the ones that have met him say he's a nice guy. Shane knows a lot of the people that are, you know, mechanics now for this aeronautics company that David has moved to Ontario, and so he can, you know, give you a rundown of the guy. And by all accounts, he's super nice guy, really good to his employees.
Almost too good to be true.
It does sound too good to be true.
I'd like to meet David as fast as possible. I'd like to get to work.
Okay. So, you basically you get to the his estate, his mansion, and you know he has housekeepers kind of come out and they take your bags and they, you know, right this way. They show you to
this is the life.
They show you to the guest house. Mr. Spheros is actually is at the airfield right now, but he'll be back later this evening, and you know he wants to have dinner with you guys and talk to you. You know, until then, if you guys need, you know, anything, just ring the buzzer. There's like a buzzer on in your rooms. They give you the Wi-Fi password and
unlimited power.
And then they let you sort of unpack and decompress. They, you know, help carry your gear into your rooms.
I keep mine since it's a bag of guns and knives.
Just explosive devices and firearms of all types.
Yeah.
Various edged weaponry.
Yep. So once you get there, you're able to get on the Wi-Fi and you actually start the nitty-gritty of going through some of the information.
I want access to all of the security cameras on the compound directed to my tablet.
No problem. It's not difficult. In fact,
I'm hashtag. Of course it's not difficult.
Right. In fact, you're greeted a little bit after you arrive. You're greeted by the head of his estate security, a guy named Philip Silva, who is basically says, you know, welcome. You know, thank you for taking on this job. You know, we've used IntelCon in the past, and we've always, you know, had really high praise for them. Of course, while you're on the estate, if you guys have any questions or need access to any of the security surveillance equipment, let me know how I can help, and I'll be more than happy to help. Going back to that, based on your discussion with your contact in Canada, and as you start sort of parsing through the data, the huge amounts of data that you've accumulated on this man, the things that sticks out is this plane was originally being manufactured in California, but about 4 years ago they moved to Ontario to continue on with the manufacturing. Ontario has a burgeoning sort of aeronautics industry, and they moved out there. The stories that the headlines that you're getting from 4 years ago was there was a large amount of labor disputes, and they were receiving a lot of pressure from the U.S. government regulation, and of course the theory is that certain political interest groups were lobbying really hard to get the entire project mired in red tape. I mean, you obviously have a lot of large aeronautics companies in the United States that have a vested interest in making sure that this type of technology is not, you know, does not become the new status quo, obviously. So, any sort of investigation you guys want to do while you're here before Spheros gets back, or any other leads you might want to follow up on?
I'm waiting to talk to him. I mean, that's kind of what I want to ask.
Okay. So you guys kind of just hang out. You know, they bring some food and cool. Some beverages in.
Watch some movies on my laptop.
Some vegan food?
Yeah, Remy. Yeah. They bring in some vegan food for Remy. Once they learn that he's vegan, in fact, actually, Spheros is vegan as well. Go figure.
Oh,
all right, I like this guy.
But they do have meat.
Vegan and Crocs. He is a California stereotype.
He's just a hip bro. I mean, come on, he's a hip guy. He also has awesome planes. So it's all the California stereotypes. So a couple hours later, about, you know, actually a little bit later than they expect, it's starting to get dark. You sort of see a SUV come up the long driveway out of your window, and out comes David Spheros. And he sort of heads into the house.
By himself? Does he have a driver?
Nope.
No driver. Does he have any arm candy?
He does not have any arm candy.
That seems odd.
does not, Does not have any arm candy.
Mm-hmm.
But he heads into the house, and then your phone rings in your sort of central room.
Whose phone?
You guys.
Oh, our team phone.
Yes, the red phone that says team. No, you guys are in a guest house on the estate. That's actually, it's attached to the main house, but it's sort of separate. It has a separate, like,
there's a phone in the living room, and then we each have our own bedrooms.
Exactly. You have a kitchen. You have living room.
His mother-in-law is five bedrooms.
Oh, okay.
Right. So
essentially a house.
Yeah. The phone rings, and then it actually doesn't. You don't even pick it up. It just rings once, and then the speaker comes on, and it's, hey, what's up, guys? This is Dave. I'll be right over. I just gotta put some stuff away. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're coming. You're coming out here to the mother-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be out in a second.
Sure.
All right then.
All right. So, in a few moments, Dave Spheros comes into the. You see, there's like a little hallway, and you see him around the corner. And starts walking in, and he's carrying bags.
What kind of bags are he carrying?
Grocery bags.
Grocery bags.
Are groceries sticking out the top of the grocery bags?
Yeah, there's like celery,
like a baguette,
a stalk of baguette. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a baguette poking out.
Well, at least he's not gluten free too. I really, really despise David.
All right, Spheros. And so
all right, Mr. Spheros, let me grab some of them bags from you.
Oh, sure. Who can cut?
I can cut.
Grab a knife. They're over.
I have my own.
All right, that's awkward. Yeah, hope you guys are hungry.
Famished, yeah.
Great. And he starts, you know, washing. He washes his hands. And he starts washing some vegetables in the bags. He gives you some onions to start slicing. And so, where are you guys all from?
Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv, nice.
Intel Core Security Force.
Well, yeah, I know that. Smartass.
I like to think of myself as a child of the world, really. But if you had to narrow it down, from America.
That's the most American answer ever.
It's unbelievably.
If you want to narrow it down even further,
uh-huh.
I'm from the Pacific Northwest.
All right, fair enough. Nice to meet you.
If you want to narrow it down even further,
what are your names, by the way?
Je m'appelle Remy. I'm from Lyon, France.
Nice to meet you, David.
I'm Dante.
Dante, nice to meet you.
Shay,
pleasure.
I'm Dan Smith.
Dan Smith, hashtag.
You call, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've
everybody
heard about
calls
you.
Me hashtag.
I heard about you.
Of course you have.
I actually subscribed to your YouTube channel.
Worth spy.
Dude, I know, he's
like, it's great. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, I subscribed to it.
He's a spy celebrity.
Secret. It's open secret.
Mr. Spheros,
yes.
if you don't mind.
Sure.
This plane has been tested back and forth. Flies like a dream, I'm sure. Typically, you don't hire private security for a test flight.
Right, and that's true. I mean, one of my things is when I travel internationally, especially, I like to have my own security team with me. Unfortunately, there was an incident last year with one of my security agents, and so he is not able to get a travel visa to head into the States. And the company that I'm selling my baby to is not very forgiving. They have a very specific way they like things done. And so unfortunately, if I'm heading to the U.S., I got to get a private team. So,
it's called
the Intel Contract. I've used them before.
So it's your buyers that want this security force to prevent a rogue...
No. I mean,
peanut bag.
No. They're gonna have their own security. I just, whenever I travel internationally, I mean, look, around here it's cool. I mean, I know everyone in the city. I get along with everyone. But whenever I travel internationally, when you're someone like me who, you know, is in the media and, you know, has a lot of, you know, money, you want to travel with some protection. And so, unfortunately, when I travel outside of Canada, specifically to the U.S., I can't take my guys with me.
The Bush that my eloquent friend here is trying to beat around is essentially asking you, who is likely to try and kill us?
Oh, I mean...
people are going to try to kill us?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean,
with all due respect, we're not the team that they send when it's a precaution.
Right.
That's not this team.
Here's the thing. As I've used IntelCon before, and you know they've always given me whatever team they deem fit. So I mean, I'm not sure what, you know, I know a little bit about hashtag, but I'm not.
I mean,
but I'm not sure. I'm not sure about, you know, what team or whatever you're saying you guys are part of. I don't really think there's going to be any problems. I mean, it's the usual stuff, guys. Like, you know,
it's a milk run.
I'm a celebrity. You know, I get threats. I get love letters. I get all sorts of stuff all the time.
I know. Our chat suits. He's telling the truth.
Yeah.
You should see all the trolls I found on the internet when it comes to him.
Don't read the comments.
Most of it has to do with his lifestyle choices.
Is my BS detector skill applicable here for picking anything up?
Oh, sure.
What is your rank in BS detector? Because mine is 1.
Mine is also 1.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, you don't even need to spend a point. Because he's not lying.
Okay. So he thinks it's going to be a milk run.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's not worried about it. In fact, I mean, talking to him a little bit further, you know, it's one of the things where if it was up to him, you know, he wouldn't always travel. But part of his, as CEO of the company that he works for, part of his sort of the protocol is that he is required to travel with this as part of his contract with the company that he founded. It's like, it's basically for their insurance purposes, he has to have a security team with him.
How many people will be on this flight?
Probably around 30 or 40, depending on who all RSVPs. I mean, we have a lot of media folks. I think Oscar is going to take the trip with us. There is the gentleman from the Arab Emirates, and they're going to have, you know, their own people with them, and there might be like some. I sent a thing out to some musicians that I know that they want to take the trip. I mean, it's really like it's kind of the big
musicians.
Yeah, just some buddies of mine. We have a jam.
Nobody from the black metal scene.
No.
Right? Okay.
No.
Good.
I only play acoustic.
Ah.
Yes, just some of my buddies.
Dave Matthews.
Man, I think I hate you even more.
Dave,
I say that
Dave's
internally.
Busy, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave's touring. I asked him, but he's actually touring right now.
My morning jacket.
All Jacques, those guys probably on the
Jacques road. Johnson.
Yeah, Jacques Johnson. Not Jack Johnson. The Quebecois.
Jacques Johnson. I do not like this guy. More and more and more.
And you know what? His food's going to be delicious when it's done, too, just to rub it in.
In fact, it is. It's phenomenal. And it's vegan.
It's like this.
Except for the bread.
Vegetarian stew.
Bread is vegan.
Sometimes.
Is bread vegan?
Yeah, from time to time, yeah.
Then his bread is vegan. We had to go check with Remy because he's the authority on those sorts of things. Yeah, a delicious vegan meal prepared by the hands of a billionaire. Look at that. He's so down to earth, he makes his own food.
So the flight...
Buys it from a farmer's
flight's
market.
Flight's on Friday.
Yes, it is.
It's Monday night now.
Yep.
Tuesday night.
Tuesday
night.
Tuesday, yeah.
And when do we fly out again?
Friday.
So I have time to cram in some movie watching on my tablet.
Sure.
This is good.
Will we be able to visit the airfield tomorrow? See the plane in person?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You guys can have an unlimited access. You guys met my security officer here, right?
We have not yet. We did. Servers.
No, we met the security officer. Silva, I think his name
was. Yep. Philip Silva.
Phil.
Yeah, Phil can get you all of the stuff that you need to be able to get on to the airfield. So when you have a problem, you guys can check it out, you know, however you want. I have a few meetings that I have to go to, obviously, shareholder meetings and that kind of stuff. Although I do tend to spend my afternoons and evenings, I just head down to the factory? Is that what builds planes? Hanger?
Oh my god. Oh, this guy is so horrible.
No, that's me asking. That's Chris.
Oh. Okay.
That would have been hilarious, though.
Oh, man.
The plant?
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah. He's like, I do like to spend my evenings at the plant. I just kind of hang out, you know, talk to the guys and sort of keep morale high, you know. We're the final push, doing last minute
tests. Would it be possible for me to get a list of the names of all the people that are going to be on this plane?
Absolutely.
So I can just like, do some background checks?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, okay. I think that I can put you in contact with the my media person. She's the one who's sort of coordinating all the guest passes and stuff, and she can get you all the information that you need.
I will be shadowing you for the next 2 days.
Sure.
I'll stay quiet. It's kind of my thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'd like to talk to the flight engineer.
Well, we're gonna get you out on the airfield.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys will have unrestricted access. Just my door's closed. Don't come in my room. But beyond that, though,
family friendly.
Beyond that,
probably beep.
But beyond that, total 100% access.
It's playing tiddlywinks behind closed doors. Okay.
All right. So you finish up his meal. A lot of it is just sort of just small talk. He explains to you that he plays in a band with some famous Canadian musicians from time to time. They jam out. He shows you pictures on his iPhone from like the last
tragically hip show.
No, it was the Sparrows Aviation. They have like their annual like sort of bring all the people in and have their investor company meetings. Picnic. Yeah, and he's he's playing acoustic guitar up there with like next to like.
Jacques Johnson.
Oh my god.
I know vampires don't exist, but this guy's at like the top of my list of vampire suspects.
This guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so blatantly. Ugh.
I'd like to thank
him
for the.
In character and in person.
The delicious balsamic blood orange kale tempeh satay. That was top notch.
Yeah, I don't know what you hate him for. His food's delicious. He seems nice.
All right. So, so in your research, after he leaves for the evening to, go do his business, and you guys are sort of left to your own, doing the dishes, maybe. You start to parse through some of this more of this data.
Do some research.
And you can find numerous.
Like Passenger 57.
Hundreds and hundreds. Well, less that and more actual investigation. But you found, obviously, hundreds and hundreds of threats on the internet for a variety of reasons.
Of course, the internet's a horrible place.
Yeah.
That's where hashtag lives.
Exactly. Find that some stories from police blogs back in Los Angeles that his old airfield before moving to Ontario had been broken into several times and vandalized as well. So it's a little bit more insidious than at first seems. Some of them weren't just loose threats. There is obviously some people who were really pissed.
Attempts on his life?
Not really. I mean, it was all like in the office buildings of like the aeronautics company and all sorts of that kind of stuff. But I mean,
corporate sabotage?
Potentially. Can't rule it out.
I disseminate this information to my team and to the big wig of the company. Oh, Joanna.
I was going through my room and I found tapes for Spherobics, his personal aerobics plan he made tapes for, and I'm watching those, doing some aerobic exercises. Well, this guy knows his stuff, actually.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
He's a fit dude.
He's a fitness guru, basically, somehow.
Yeah. Spherobics. Spheroga.
I haven't got the Spheroga yet.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
oh my gosh.
He's a great guy.
Well, I'll have you know that I found in his personal library he had the Internet for Dummies, so he is not that cool of a guy.
He's down to earth.
Oh, man, he's a horrible person.
All right, so the next day, Ashay, you were going to basically tail Spheros and kind of follow him along. He's more than happy to let you do that. He kind of shows you around, takes you to where he does his work, and sort of introduces you to some of his coworkers and the people, I guess the people that work for him, some of his employees, I should say.
His company is so cool that that's the title of everyone. Like, there are partners at Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
everyone's
yeah.
coworkers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not anyone's boss. Yeah. He's just their coworker. Yeah, yeah, no, that's even better. So, yeah, it's serious. It's basically, it's, you know, imagine like the Google campus, right? It's the typical place. It's like ping pong tables. You know, there's like, you know, there's his office has one of those miniature basketball hoop machines that you can just like shoot hoops. He can just shoot hoops whenever he wants, that kind of stuff. Meanwhile, Dante and Remy are going to take a trip down to the airfield and check out the hangar and sort of talk to the people at the plant. What are you doing, hashtag?
Well, like I said, I was doing a background check on all the people that are on the itinerary for his being on the flight.
Okay.
I'm also meeting up with his media manager. What was her name? Olivia?
Yes.
Olivia.
I don't think I named her, but that's fine. That's a great name.
I just named her.
Mm-hmm.
Spend a day with her, I suppose.
Well, she's busy.
I'm going to do way more background checks on David, because I just don't like him.
Okay, so you want to find something
some
on
dirt
him.
To have for my own my black files, my black dossiers on people
that you apparently
that I
now
keep.
Have.
Yeah, all good hackers have black dossiers on everyone. Information is power.
All right, so you meet up with this media manager Olivia, and she sort of gives you the rundown of the guests that have RSVP'd and the ones that have not RSVP'd. It's a veritable smorgasbord. Most of the people are, you know, you're able to research are legitimate journalists from all over North America are coming, and some from Japan are coming to make the trip as well. This is a pretty big deal, the first international flight of the quote-unquote Sky Whale. The two of you are heading down to the airfield. So you get there, and obviously because you have security badges now given to you by his head
Silva.
Of security, Silva, you're able to get onto the airstrip, no problem, into the hangar. You're just going to sort of chat with people, check stuff out.
That is a big plane.
It is very big.
You ever seen anything that big before?
It's like a Noah's Ark of the air.
Two of every animal.
No, this is easily the largest plane I've seen. Oui.
All right.
I want to see, I mean, are there any countermeasures on it? Flat cannons?
I mean, like a military aircraft?
Yeah. Are there hard points to install such things?
There's no way David's... What's his last name?
Spheros.
God, it's Greek. Yeah. There's no way David Spheros. He's a vegan. He's
You're
a
just upset you didn't get any heroes.
Things, and he just... There's no way there's any kind of like military...
Right, but I'm saying, are there hard points to add such countermeasures?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, in theory, you could add weapons to it, but it's not designed that way. It's very tightly designed. There's not a lot of extra space, a lot of extra sort of areas where you could do that. Now, you do find that going through the, you know, engineering manuals and stuff like that and sort of the blueprints, that there are options for other loadouts, mostly, though, for various cargo loadouts. Although the one that is being completed now or going to be tested now is a... set for a passenger loadout.
Okay, I'm going to go into the main cargo hold,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to put a little surveillance camera up in the corner. I'm assuming it's a big enough car. I'm going to put another one catty corner on the far end to get coverage,
mm-hmm.
and just have those running and feeding to hashtags cloud storage for the next couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case anybody wants to do anything or anything happens down there, just get a little heads up.
I'm gonna add surveillance equipment, I guess. I don't to like the mechanical hardware stuff, hydraulic systems, fuel systems, electronic systems. So if there's any drastic changes in those beyond the cockpit, I'll also get an alert.
Okay, so the stuff that you're that you were adding to it is not necessarily a camera, but it's you're actually monitoring the fluid levels, the pressure levels, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And okay. I have the ability to wire O2. All the plane's normal security cameras and the ones that we added and all the electronic devices, can I wire route them to all come to my own data storage so I have access to them in real time?
Absolutely. Your hashtag.
I know. I mean, I know
you
I can.
You can stream all that on Twitch if you wanted to.
Of course I can. I'm just saying it in a way I don't want to bowl you over.
Right.
With my...
I don't want you to sound pretentious.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Meanwhile, Ashe, you are with... you're with David. The day is progressing as you expect it would. I mean...
A lot of high fives.
A lot of times he actually has this habit of just walking into a meeting and just sort of fly on the wall, kind of just checking stuff out, nodding and sort of not even announcing his presence. And most people that work around him, he's not revered you would if you went to, some.
I would hope not.
If you went to some business where the boss is sort of ruling with the iron fist, it's like he's literally one of the people there. He goes out to lunch.
He puts his pants on one leg at a time.
Yep. He
says that at meetings.
He goes to the. He puts his Crocs on.
Where I got it from. Yeah. I listen to him.
Yeah. He goes to for lunch. You guys go to a local burrito place.
I'm really starting to like this guy.
Yeah.
Oh my
I think
God.
That it's best if Ashe, the least humorous person on the team, is like. I like David Sparrow. He's just starting to warm up to it.
Yeah.
He murder some people while we were out?
Do you know how cool he is?
Respect?
So he goes to the burrito place and he buys you and him a burrito and it fills out his punch card. But instead of keeping it, he just hands it to the kid right behind him. Says, hey, kid, free burrito.
What?
Oh. Gives the punch card away.
He's a philanthropist.
I know.
Of course he is.
He also has apparently eaten 10 burritos or 9 burritos in the past 3 weeks. So, there's that. Nice burritos. It's the Californian in him, maybe.
Yeah.
But beyond that, do you want to do anything special with him, or are you just going to sort of observe his day-to-day?
I'm just protecting him. I'm watching, so if anything weird comes up or we meet a weird person, I'm going to...
Yep. Nothing even ruffles your feathers, really. It's just what you would expect. All right, and that is sort of the first day. We have the next day.
Cool. Has she killed anybody yet?
When we return to our rooms for the first night, do we or do we not all have a Spheronautics gift bag on our beds, including a Spheronautics T-shirt?
Well, you had a Spheronautics gift badge the first night.
Is this company really named Spheronautics?
No, it's Spheros Aviation, but Spheronautics.
Might as well be.
Spheronauti is the mascot.
But what was in the?
He's a knot. He's like an old
The Spheronaut.
No, he's like a sailor's knot. I mean, their logo is like a compass. Like an old timey sailing compass.
And so astrolabe.
What was in the sextant? Gift bag? What was in the gift bags?
Tablet. There's a tablet in there.
It's just a really nice one too.
Just a surface.
Yeah. There's a tablet.
I'm gonna break it. I don't mean physically break it. I'm gonna break it, hack it.
Yeah. Okay.
Make it my own. I'm gonna take this gift and accept it, but I'm not gonna enjoy it.
All right.
So hashtag. Tell me about everyone that's going to be on this flight with us.
Typical crowd. Well, typical crowd for a guy like David Spheros. Bunch of rich bigwigs, Hollywood types. The Emirates from the Middle East.
Yep. And in fact, with them, there's another security agency that's providing security for the Emirates. They're led by a man named Gabriel Tassart, former FBI agent. It's well known within the intelligence community that many people within the Arab Emirates have outsourced a large portion of their military and intelligence operations to a private group called Intrepid. Which is where Tassart is employed by.
Ominous name.
Would anyone like to make a tradecraft spend?
Yes.
Mm. All right, so take a point in your tradecraft. And in fact, Remy, you know a little bit more about Intrepid's dealings because back in France, you actually lived down the street from a guy who who started working for them. So John King's exploits, both real and rumored, are the subject of fevered discussion in the private security world. He has worked with the Emirati government on various ventures in the past, including an operation using South African mercenaries to train Somalis to fight pirates. And there was talk that he had hatched a scheme in 2011 to cap the Icelandic volcano that was spewing ash across Northern Europe. So this guy basically has no scruples and is sort of crazy in some of his ambitions sometimes.
Yeah, he wanted to.
Excuse me, Remy, did you say
a volcano?
He had hatched some scheme to stop it because back in 2011, if you remember.
So the Emiratis are being guarded by a literal nut job.
Wait.
Based on the information that Hashtag has procured, is the literal nut job won't be there, but they will be employing people that work for the literal nut job's company.
But he's brazenly overconfident.
And the next day rolls around. More of the same kind of stuff?
Yeah, more of the same kind of stuff.
Anything else you guys want to do?
Is the security team from the Emirates there yet?
They are there, but the Emirates are staying in a hotel downtown.
So we don't have the option of...
You do not have the unmitigated access to them that you do to Spheros.
Okay. I do. I'm going to the hotel they are staying at.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Hashtag, what room are the Emirati staying in?
Do I know?
You can find
this
out.
This is out of character.
Yeah.
Then I find out.
All right, so you're like, going to go down?
Like, of course I know.
You're going to go down to the hotel?
Physically. I'm just going to go into their little
log. Yeah, I just need to know what room they're in.
All right.
Like, I'm not physically going down there. I don't need to. I can do my magic from, you know, the comfort of my own home / guest house.
Are you in a Spheros bathrobe?
A little Spheros bathrobe. Does it matter? I don't think it matters. I hate the guy. Of course I'm not in a Spheros bathrobe.
He's wearing two.
You're so soft.
So, in the hotel...
I tell him which room.
It is... Well, it's not quite easy. Because the Emirati have reserved 5 floors.
Oh, for Pete's sake, those show-offs. Yeah, well, then I...
So somewhere between the 13th and the 18th floor.
So you got some... It's not so much a rented room. They have several floors rented out there, Dante.
There's 6 of them?
Well,
and they need 5 floors.
Work your thievery magic. Come on.
If you get on site, Hashtag, you may be able to access the key cards and figure out maybe which key cards have been used.
Of course, I'll be. Okay. You convinced me. I'll be on site.
No, I mean you don't have
work
to.
Work my magic. No.
I mean, I'm sure.
No. Dante needs Hashtag's assistance. Of course, I'm willing to help you, Dante. All I gotta do is ask. You're the boss. Come on.
All right.
I'm not gonna say no. Besides, this could be a good story. You know, I could tell it to Daphne in accounting, or maybe Claudette in human resources. Maybe they'd be impressed. I will help you out.
Remy, will you please escort Hashtag?
What do you escort for?
Only if it's important that one of us doesn't stay behind to maintain presence on the compound.
We'll just leave the most lethal member of our team back.
Actually, you just motioned to yourself. You said that you're.
I will stay. I was just trying not to talk over
him.
But
it should come as no surprise that I will drive.
I will be the presence on the compound.
And Spheros is going that day is going to just be on his own.
Oh, I mean, if Spheros isn't there either, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just follow him. That's all.
Okay, so no one on the compound.
He's fine. The person. We don't have to protect anybody besides him and the plane, right? That's our job.
Correct.
Yeah, so I follow him.
I've got all my important stuff with me.
So. All right.
I
am going to go down to the loading dock of the hotel, enter through the loading dock area to the kitchen bellhop area, snake a janitor's uniform, not janitor's, housekeeping uniform off the shelf.
Okay.
Change in the bathroom. Adjust my name tag. I have all kinds of cover and disguise available to me.
Sure.
And I'm going to hop in the elevator to the 13th floor and, hey, Hashtag, I do need to know which room I should be in.
All right, so as you sort of are, you go into the elevator and you're heading up to the 13th floor,
mm-hmm.
And you relay the information. The elevator stops on the 4th floor,
boom,
and another employee enters the elevator.
Hmm.
So would you like to make a disguise roll?
I would.
Very much so.
Yes.
Also, there's no 13th floor.
It's true. Is there? No, it goes from 12 to 14.
Because of the superstition. They don't make 13th
floor. Ever?
No.
Not in America. No.
This is Ontario.
Or in America and Canada.
Oh.
North on this America. Side of the pond.
The 14th
Western
floor.
Western Hemisphere.
Yeah. Fair enough. So this will be a basic disguise check, which will be a 4.
All right, I will spend 1 point of my disguising, and I will pistachio disguise it up, and just nod and be like, "Oh, I'm new."
You should get a penalty to the role for referencing that movie.
I don't know what that is.
Master of Disguise.
Oh,
turtle.
Ugh.
Well, he's gonna fail a role, so as he does. Wait, who are you again?
I have reassurance to spend. Don't worry about me.
No, you don't have reassurance. Reassurance is an investigative skill.
It's an interpersonal ability.
Yes, and that's an investigative skill.
Oh, you don't have to worry about me, love. I'm new here. I just started. It's not a...
But...
Not a big deal.
So you're telling me your name is Claudette?
It's French.
Where's your walkie?
My walkie?
Your...
Cart?
You're walking.
Oh, walking.
Oh, man. Oh, walking, man. Talking. Oh, man. Okay, am I in the lobby?
No. That's totally unnecessary, man.
Just knock him out.
Totally unnecessary.
Knock him out. Just punch him.
I'm just going to reach for... Reach
is it
for.
A woman?
It is a woman.
Oh, sure. This makes me feel terrible, then. Okay. I'm going to hand to hand. I'm going to knock her out.
Okay.
Are we serious?
So misogynistic.
I said I felt terrible.
Okay.
Yeah. Hand to hand.
Yep.
I will spend 3.
I'm so glad that Shay is not there.
All right. So.
That's a 6.
That hits.
Yes.
Roll damage.
He's going to kill her.
I'm not going to kill her. Can I kill her? I can't kill her.
I mean.
I don't want to kill her. I don't. I want to make sure there's no chance I can kill her.
For permission.
Roll die.
All right. 2.
All right. So she pulls up. She's like.
No,
she holds a walkie and goes, "Hey!" And you punch her, and she goes down.
Yes,
take her walkie.
We don't have diplomatic immunity.
No.
Okay,
no.
I'm just making sure that since he just committed a felony, that
plausible deniability.
Nobody saw
him. Am I in contact with Dante currently?
Yeah.
And I want to know where I am specifically. Am I in the lobby? Am I in a van outside the hotel?
I would say that you're probably in the lobby right now. You're
probably
trying to get
at the bar.
I'm not in disguise. I am dressed like I normally dress with my Jordans and my Armani suits or whatever.
Yeah, you're trying to get
a Russian mobster.
I blend right in. I blend right in. Like I said,
that's how Dead Mouse dresses.
You're trying to get access to their mainframe. So you have to get hardwired into their system to be able to try to get in. You can't access their key card information remotely. However, you do have a problem.
I now have an unconscious
Dante,
lady in the card.
Is that you have an unconscious lady on floor 4, and before you knocked her out, she pressed 8.
I'm going to press 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do between floor 4 and 7 with an unconscious woman in your elevator?
Maybe you should press 5. Or maybe you should just get off on 4.
We're already at 5. We're going to 6.
Stairs.
It's
take
too late.
The stairs.
I can't. I gotta drop her off somewhere. I can't leave her in the elevator. She gets down way faster in the elevator.
Pretend that she fainted.
Get off on the 4th.
Yes.
The stairs.
But yes, except she saw me.
Except for her black swollen eye.
Yeah.
She hit it on the way down. She fell down the stairs.
Are you guys getting info? Because David's taking me to his spin class. He teaches it.
Oh my god.
Yes, we're gathering info right now. Nothing has gone wrong. Everything is fine.
As you're relaying the situation over the
just
pretend like she fainted.
Yeah, she fainted.
Remy's there too, right? Because I want to make sure we have.
I'm not with
getaway.
No, not with him. But like he's down in the lobby, so I can make a.
I'm not in the lobby. I, wearing glasses, sunglasses, and a fake goatee, paid a 19-year-old valet kid to give me his uniform, and I'm playing the part of a valet. Cool.
So we have access to wheels if we need be. Okay.
Yeah.
Right there at all the cars, like I should be.
Exactly.
So you get to floor 7.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good about this.
Boom. And the elevator doors open.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens next time.
Oh, what?
Contact us at thenpccast@gmail.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/npccast. We're available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and you can also find our entire podcast library at npccast.com. As always, support your local game store.